depending on weather, every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
From the issues of the day to the North Bay's march toward recovery, this is your hour with KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
People are talking, talking about people.
It's 9:06 at KSRO. Wow, what weather we're having, huh? Wow, over an inch and a third of rain in Santa Rosa and maybe a little more to come. That's good news for all of us. It is 9:06 at KSRO, a Wednesday morning, and we start this morning off with a guy I've seen a lot of over the past week or so, and there's much to talk with Vice Mayor Chris Rogers about this morning. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Pat.
We'll get to the fun stuff in a moment or two, but let's talk about, you know, the subject du jour on the table at the Santa Rosa City Council meeting yesterday. Budgets. Lack of budgets.
Yeah, Pat. So as we've talked about a little bit in the past, Santa Rosa is experiencing not just recovery from fire, but also a persistent structural deficit that we've had over the last couple of years that really has been masked by strong returns on sales tax and a strong economy. With the fire wiping out our reserves, we ran out of our runway to really make a lot of the reforms that we needed to make to have a sustainable budget. So yesterday we made the first move of eliminating $7.1 million from the city's budget. It's about 49.75 positions that are either vacant or retiring. And that's the easy part so far, Pat. If the Measure O does not pass come November, we'll have to come back in January and do that all over again, another 50 positions, but this time of filled positions with city staff.
Yeah. And there is concern about some of those vacant positions, Chris, that they may be vacant now, but they could be necessary in the future. So those are off the table. And talk a little bit about, if you can describe Measure O to people who are not that familiar with it yet.
Yeah, it is a six-year emergency quarter-cent sales tax that goes into the general fund, and I'll explain, Pat, that's because it has a lower threshold for the votes to pass, and it will be to maintain primarily emergency services throughout Santa Rosa as we do what the city manager has referred to as right-sizing our city budget.
And we're at the point now, aren't we, Chris, where, you know, the definitive bottom line begins to make itself known in terms of the aftermath and the effect of the fires?
The answer is yes, Pat. I mean, the fires, yes, wiped out our reserves. But this is really a problem that Santa Rosa has had for about 5 or 6 years. And actually, if you go back to 2008, we had our pensions fully funded. And then in the downturn of that economy, it dropped us down to about 70% funded. And that's really driving a lot of our structural deficit, is as the state makes us pay more, as they lower their own payments and their own return rates, it adds about $20 million to our unfunded pension liabilities. And we've really got to figure out how to smooth that out and get through the next 5 or 6 years where we'll start to see real savings.
And this is really sort of the shape of things to come. So much stuff on the table. And as you said, so many departments making their own cuts and bringing them to the table yesterday to the tune of about $7 million. And now that so many other options are on the table, you come back at the first of the year and try to figure out where cuts will have to be made?
That's correct, Pat. So each department was sent back and were told to come up with 10% of their department budget that they were able to cut, even if they'd be really painful cuts. And then they sat down with the city manager, and this is what was presented to the city council last night, was a negotiation really lowering the amount in certain departments and increasing it in other departments. So, for example, police and fire being a priority for the city, the police budget was cut 1.69%, fire about 3%, as opposed to the city manager's office, which was cut 12%. Those are immediate cuts. If we do not have Measure O passed this November, the shortfall for the city is $14 million, not that $7 million that we cut. And we'll have to come back and we'll have to actually implement more of those cuts that were brought to the city manager.
And when you look ahead, Chris, and you're talking about what you think the revenue loss might be next year, has the city council looked into projected amounts for the year after that and the year after that?
Yeah, so let me sort of back up and explain, Pat, that as the city, as CalPERS lowers their assumptions on their return rate for pensions,
how much
every
they pay,
eighth of
you're
a percent,
right.
It adds that $20 million. They're at 7.5% in terms of what they assume their rate will be. They're lowering that down to 7. So we know over the long term we're going to end up owing just by them assuming that they're going to return less through the stock market than they currently are projected. That means that 5-6 years out, our structural deficit actually sits at a projected $24 million. That's a deficit, Pat.
Yeah.
So we are trying to make sure that we head that off at the pass, that we lower our obligations now, and that we put us really in a sustainable economic standing.
Well, I think if you asked, I mean, we can understand what, you know, taking 10% out of your budget right now would mean to most of us as business people. That's, you know, that's not an easy cut at this stage of the game. So, you know, making a significant cut a year from now or more, you know, there's going to be some pain involved here. There's no getting around it.
There is, but one of the directives that we have given to staff is to really prioritize our tier one priorities. So you've got housing, you have homelessness, you have rebuild. Those will be less affected, if not unaffected, by the cuts that we've made strategically from the city council's perspective. We know that we have to help people get back in their homes, and we know that we have to help with housing development, both from an economic and a moral standpoint here in Santa Rosa. We have really tried hard to not have those issues be affected. But other things that are a luxury for this city, that's really where you're going to see some of the pain.
Let me ask you this too, Chris, because I'm curious about whether from this point forward, here we are nearly at the year anniversary of the October firestorm, in terms of state assistance or federal assistance moving forward, knowing that, you know, we're going to have issues related to the wildfires for years to come. Has assistance, financial assistance from the state or the feds, is that over now, or might there be more that could assist us in these coming years?
No, there is more that is coming, Pat. It's just a question of how much and what will it be for. And I will tell you, we had a meeting last week with housing and community development at the state level, where they have been allocated from the federal government $124 million for the entire state for unmet need. There will be another $80 million that will be there for mitigation for future disasters as well. We don't quite know how much of that is going to come to Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it's going to be used for. They've started to lay out that plan. There are dollars that are coming, though. It's just not that much when you look at the scope of what we're dealing with. HCD has actually calculated that California has over $1 billion in unmet need related to wildfires from 2017. And again, they only allocated $124 million, so far short of the need that's out there with that $1 billion.
Well, on the much lighter side, Chris, I want to thank you so much for your participation in our Heroes of October golf tournament on Tuesday. And thanks in particular for posting on Facebook the picture of the video of me driving the marshmallow off the tee on your particular hole.
You got a nice whack in, Pat. I just needed to show all of your listeners that you've got a pretty sweet swing there.
Yeah, especially when you're using a toddler driver when you're doing it. It was a great idea for your hole and a terrifically successful day and night when it came to raising money for the Community Foundation. Thank you for your participation.
Absolutely. And thank you guys so much for organizing that. I know so many in the community are still struggling, and we need to continue to pull together. And organizations like yours really doing fundraising and really putting the pedal down to the metal is really what's driving forward this recovery.
Well, it's going to be going on for a while, and we're here for the long run, just like you.
Absolutely, Pat. Looking forward to it.
He's the vice mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers. Thanks for being here, babe.
You too. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.